Father's House family, and my name is Michael Collier, and it is my privilege to share a devotion with you today. Thank you for tuning in live or later than live on all our platforms, Facebook, YouTube, or podcast. How many of us don't quite feel Christian until we've had our morning coffee? And how many of us know that our Christ-likeness seems to desert us when we're hungry or tired? A hangry bear is not to be trifled with. It appears we have a problem with our default settings. Last week, we spoke about the Shema, a daily prayer prayed twice a day by the Jewish people. We spoke about discovering daily habits to develop discipline that determines destiny. And we spoke about adding this 10-second prayer, the Shema, as a daily habit in order to pursue a relationship with God, because we said that prayer is not a button to be pushed, but a relationship to be pursued. We unpacked 6 tips from the verses immediately following the Shema in Deuteronomy 6 about having the prayer on our hearts, about impressing it upon our children, tying it on our hands in the work that we do, binding it on our forehead as what people see when they see us, writing it on our door frames and on our gates so that it protects our home and sets us on our way well. So this week, I'd like to unpack the meaning and application of the prayer, how to live out the Shema. So let's read the prayer together. It reads in Deuteronomy 6 from verse 4 to 5. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength. This you may recognize as what Jesus quoted as being the greatest commandment. The prayer has 2 intrinsically linked words which begin each line of the prayer, listen and love. The word listen means much more than just to hear. It includes responding in obedience to what you hear. To listen implies to obey. Listening and obeying are 2 sides of the same coin. And the word love means much more than just an emotion. It includes a decision to act. The word love implies an action. It means devotion. So this prayer implies obedience and devotion to God. Listening and loving God are interconnected. Israel were prompted to obey what they heard because of their love for God, and their love for God was shown in the way they obeyed God. And so too for us, we are called to obey God out of our love for God, and our love for God is shown in the way that we obey God. Except Israel failed. And this was almost an extended character study of the human condition, that try as we might, we seem to have a problem with our default settings. Moses saw this coming and identified the problem as being the condition of the human heart, that the people of Israel and humanity by extension had hearts of stone, hearts hardened towards God and our fellow man, making us incapable of truly loving God and loving one another. But Moses also saw a solution, that God would give us a new heart, one that could truly love and obey him. The only way to live out the Shema and fulfill the commands Christ gave us to love God and to love one another is to allow God to transform our hearts, giving us new hearts of flesh with God's laws written on them rather than hearts of stone. God gave the laws of the covenant to Moses on tablets of stone, but Moses broke those tablets as Israel with hearts of stone broke the laws. And so the word became flesh in order that through his broken body, he would give to us new hearts, hearts of flesh with his laws written on them, to be able to truly love and obey God. God's covenant with Abraham was symbolized by an external sign of circumcision, but in fact what was needed was an internal circumcision of the heart in order to be able to be truly be God's covenant partners in loving him and loving others, displaying the love, wisdom, and justice of God to the world. In order to live out the Shema, to love God with all of our hearts and with all of our soul and with all of our strength, which is, according to Jesus, the greatest commandment. And in order to live out the second greatest commandment, to love our neighbor as ourselves, we need to allow Christ to perform heart surgery, circumcising our hearts, creating in us hearts of flesh out of hearts of stone. There is life and blessing to be found in loving and obeying God. There is life to be found in loving our neighbor as ourselves. There is life to be found in a heart transformed by the love of God in Christ Jesus. We create death and curses of our own making when we default to our own way. The default setting is broken. Allow Christ to transform our hearts. Moses said this in Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, preempting the need for Israel's new hearts. He said, "The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love him with all of your heart and with all of your soul and live." This idea of God circumcising our hearts, of giving us new hearts, hearts of flesh rather than hearts of stone, with his laws written on our hearts so that we may truly love him and obey him, was picked up further by the prophets in Ezekiel and Jeremiah. And the writers of Hebrews quoted these prophets when speaking about what Christ did for us. And Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3. "You show, those of us in Christ, that you are a letter from Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of the human heart." The only way to live out the Shema and fulfill the laws of Christ is to love God and to love one another, is to allow God to transform our hearts, giving us new hearts of flesh with God's laws written on them, rather than hearts of stone. Today, let's surrender our hearts to God. The daily habits I spoke of last week, developing discipline that determines destiny, includes a prayer life that is not just a button we push, but a relationship we pursue. Let's pursue a loving relationship with God, allowing him to create in us new hearts, hearts that can truly love God and love others. If we do this, our lives will be transformed by the love of God, for scripture tells us that from the heart flows all things. We'll change, our attitudes and perspectives will change, our relationships with God and with others will change, and we'll begin to see the love of Christ in and through our lives. To see the life and blessing of God begins with surrendering our hearts to him and allowing him to create in us new hearts, hearts that forgive both ourselves and others, and hearts that can truly love God and love others, and so be like Christ in revealing the love of the Father to the world and restoring his kingdom of heaven here on earth. Let's commit this to God in prayer. Father, we thank you that you have sent your Son Jesus as the one through which our hearts can be transformed. Thank you that you have promised to give us new hearts with your laws in them, so that we may truly love you and love others. Jesus, thank you for being the example of how to live a life that truly fulfilled this prayer, to love the Lord with all of our hearts, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Holy Spirit, we invite you to transform our hearts so that we may truly love God and love others as ourselves. We thank you for this and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.